would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Obviously, he's still pursuing reconciliation with his wife. And, you know, you might have noticed that there has been an increase in volume from me on a variety of ways. Let me remind you again, I got a letter from my wife. I got a letter from my wife. You know, I really don't know what she meant by it. Very unfortunate. But to see her handwriting, I still celebrate that. She took that time, she took that effort, and as I've suggested, she needs to call me. She really does need to call me. And, you know, want to make some arrangements, do something, whatever it is, we need to communicate. And so, I did two video voicemails. I'm doing a third. So this weekend I'll put it on disc and put it in the mail. But there's, again, there are a number of things. And of course, one of the reasons I put on the video is I'm trying to convey some ideas like I have in the last couple of days. So my kids have it. There are so many things. I did take, you know, to my joy, two hikes in a row. Yesterday was the old boots. Today, I broke in the new ones. The resold ones. New ones from July, but I mean, they have hundreds of miles, hundreds and hundreds of miles on them already. You know, they may be close. Got them in July, I think. And but 700-800 miles or more, maybe close to 1,000. I don't know. I've put a lot of miles in my boots. but anyway, because the one pair, I figured I got over 2,000 miles in one pair of boots. You know, and that's a good return on investment. It really is. But I express, you know, one of the things I do when I talk about the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud is, well, what is obedience to Christ then? And, you know, obviously, one of the arguments that the institutional church uses is the idea of elder. People who are voted in and often young guys. It's kind of like, elder, you know, the presbyteros literally means somebody who's older. And what are you called to do is the episkopos or the episcope and the various versions of the word. You know, there's noun, verb, and all these kind of things that gets confusing. But what are you called to do? It's the idea of being a skeptic, it's the idea of visiting issues, visiting people is the way I've described it. And I've taken that to heart for years now. And I continue to use the Acts 20:20 model where Paul talks about that he taught in public and from house to house. And I would suggest it's not just the teaching, but it is also the simple visiting. Because you have the passage in James, which I do not have up, but I can get up quickly. James 1, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that's pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Unstained from the world. Which is consistent with the idea of you cannot serve God and wealth, which is something that Jim Cross and I don't see eye to eye on. I'm trying to, he talked about compromise. And I said, no, I don't see compromise at all. But to visit orphans and widows, you know, and I've made the statement that I don't do that much in the sense of orphans. But it was interesting because in my hike today, I'm going to take a break and get back to you.